AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A new threat from Washington in the war with Iran. The AP's John Gambrell is in Dubai.
President Donald Trump is threatening to destroy the small boats that the Iranians are using to mine the Strait of Hormuz. This is coming after such small boats were used by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard to seize two cargo ships passing through the strait. That strait, in peacetime, sees about 20% of all crude oil and natural gas pass through it.
The military says it seized another tanker associated with smuggling Iranian oil, the Majestic X, in the Indian Ocean, deepening confusion over efforts to end the war. Lebanon and Israel are set to hold a second round of talks in Washington to discuss the possibility of extending a truce between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group. At a hearing on international trade in the House, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick was asked about his connection to Jeffrey Epstein.
I've set aside in less than 2 weeks the time that your House colleagues want to have me answer these questions. I am here to testify about the budget, but I have set aside voluntarily the time to answer these questions. And as you correctly have said, I have nothing to hide.
Meantime, the Justice Department's internal watchdog says it is reviewing the department's compliance with the law mandating the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. The European Union has approved a $106 billion loan package to help Ukraine meet its economic and military needs for the next 2 years. The decision comes after Russian oil began flowing again to Hungary and Slovakia through a key pipeline. President Trump is reclassifying state-licensed medical marijuana as a less dangerous drug in a historic shift. Nearly 24 Mexican mafia members and associates have been arrested in California. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Warner Brothers Discovery shareholders voted to approve a takeover by Paramount,
selling the business for $31 a share and putting an end to any tug of war with Netflix. The merger could reshape Hollywood and the media landscape and put HBO Max, CNN, and Harry Potter under the same umbrella as CBS, Paramount's streaming service, and Top Gun. The value of the deal is nearly $111 billion. Company executives say it's good news for consumers, and Paramount CEO David Ellison promises the two studios will remain standalone operations. But some lawmakers and thousands of industry professionals have voiced opposition to the deal, expecting that consolidation will lead to job losses. The acquisition still faces regulatory review. I'm Jennifer King.
Renowned conductor and composer Michael Tilson Thomas has died. He was 81. Tilson Thomas had surgery for a brain tumor in 2021 and last year announced the tumor had returned. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.